Two Valley theaters are presenting unique and well-performed shows. Nearly Naked Theater mounts the wacky Wonderland Wives that is nothing but silly inanities as it plays fast and loose with a familiar fairy tale, while Black Theater Troupe presents a serious look at saving songs brought to America by slaves. Buddy Thomas's irreverent Wonderland Wives is a twist on Alice in Wonderland, complete with frustrated princesses who drink to cope with their bizarre environment that includes law-breaking princes and a prince who lives with pigs. Playwright Thomas bends and turns with merry zaniness the familiar story as he transforms normally upstanding characters to create chaotic silliness. Thomas's infectiously amusing alterations are presented by director Damon Deering with madcap impishness and with a cast that knows how to have fun with these peculiar characters and the ridiculous plot changes. A warning. Wonderland Wives is filled with nudity and naughty adult humor, but the stupidity is played with straight-laced conventionality by the top-notch cast, turning it hysterical. A colorful set slams an elegant castle, and the gorgeously garish period costumes further enhance the shenanigans. Deering's cast maintains frivolously inviting overplaying. Natalie Cadeau's off-center Snow has unabashed joy as she shifts from hysterical overacting to steadfast seriousness. Male actors cavort in many female roles, amusingly, including Bill Dyer, who has screwball fun with Feet on the Ground Belle, and Matthew Harris's madcap Cindy that's loaded with malarkey. Terry Steed goes from lighthearted humor to dramatically amusing overacting to turn four crucial female roles to absurdity. As the sole super-masculine male, David Nelson displays slithery sensuality as the Beast in Charming. Wonderland Wives earns 4 stars out of 5 and continues through Saturday. In Black Pearl Sings, researcher Susanna goes to a Texas prison to interview prisoner Alberta, also known as the singer Pearl. The prisoner's family left her with songs brought to this country by slaves. Susanna hopes to preserve these songs, and she secures Pearl's parole so they can give live performances of the songs throughout the North. Pearl has doubts about Susanna's intentions, but develops trust. Two commanding performances make this study fascinating, including Kwa Wu, who blends a sensitive portrait with a rich voice to bring Pearl to vibrant life, and Sherry Watts, Susanna, who overcomes Pearl's doubts to become Pearl's mentor. The performances are enhanced by David J. Hemphill's steady staging, including costumes and a set that capture the story's early 30s period, as many songs augment the story. Black Pearl Sings earns 4 stars out of 5 and continues through Sunday. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.